Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. As many of you know, we are in the month of Tammuz, the fourth month on the Hebrew calendar. The word Tammuz is a word that the Jewish people named this particular month because it's after a Babylonian god. And this is a month in which there's much turmoil and mourning over the fact that in Exodus chapter 32, the Jewish people remember that they came as they were at the base of Mount Sinai and they were waiting for Moses to come down. They had been waiting for about 40 days, and it was during that time that Moses was up communing with God. There was a lot of silence during that time, and they began to gather together all of their gold and jewelry, earrings, and put them together and make a golden calf. And so today, historically, is called Zom Tammuz, or it is the Fast of Tammuz. It is the 17th of Tammuz, which starts 3 weeks of mourning in Israel, called Between the Straits, or it is a time of 3 weeks of mourning. You can find this in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. If you haven't yet got a copy of this book, it's a great resource to be able to travel along in the Old Testament, knowing every single month that was written in the Old Testament according to God's word. Every month on the Hebrew calendar is there. And in it, I help take you on the journey of the Israelites from Nisan, the first month on the Hebrew calendar, all the way around until Adar 1 or Adar 2 as well. And so if you open it up to Tammuz 17, which is today, I want to read to you what that passage is, since it's a very, very important time. So today is a full day of fasting and prayer on the Hebrew calendar. It's a day when the Jews remember the second breaching of Jerusalem's walls by the Roman Empire. This 3 weeks of mourning will continue on until Av 9. Av is the fifth month on the religious Hebrew calendar. It is considered to be Menachem Av, which means God, our comforter. And so this is a month of mourning, yet we're slipping into a month of God comforting. Of course, we came out of Nisan, which is a month of deliverance. Then we went into the month of Iyar, which was all supernatural vision, till we went to the month of Nisan, when he gave the covenant and identity to the people of God, a royal priesthood and a holy nation. This month, entering into the fact that during the 40 days that Moses was on the mountain, they then began to worship the golden calf on today. Now, what else happens during these 3 weeks of mourning or between the straits? This is in accordance with Lamentations chapter 1, verse 3. It says specifically that Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. And between the straits is the 3 weeks between Tammuz 17, which is here July 23rd, and Av 9, 3 weeks later, which will happen in August. And so so what can we remember during this time? Well, today, let's put some emphasis on Exodus chapter 32. This is the relative scripture readings. Exodus chapter 32, verse 1, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. So Moses was up on the mountain, so now they're starting to do things on their own. There's a delay in Moses' return. They have not heard the voice of the Lord for a while. After God spoke to them, their identity, now they're stepping in to this time where they are about to break their covenant. And so then Aaron says in verse 2, break off the golden earrings which are on the ears of your wives, of your sons and daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with the graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these by thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Whoa. So all of a sudden, we find that the Jewish people are not only worshiping a golden calf during the delay and the silence of the voice of God, they forgot their identity. Come on, that's a message. They forgot their identity. And in forgetting their identity, they began to start doing what we all do when we forget who we are. When we forget Christ's righteousness, we return to our humanistic nature, which is to gain. And so they set up this golden calf and they began to worship it. And then they gave it credit for bringing them out of bondage. Ooh, ouch, eek. This is why they call this whole month after Babylonian God. Listen, I would too, because this is tough. Now listen, we learn from their mistakes, but their mistakes are what humanity does. So what are some of the things we can learn this month? And what is God doing prophetically? Well, let me tell you, God spoke to us in the month of Sivan, our identity. We're a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And then here he brings us into this month of Tammuz, which is inevitable. It happens. And we enter in here tonight, this place of repentance, asking the Lord for forgiveness for making idols that we ourselves personally have a tendency to worship apart from him. You know, all good things that you have comes from the Lord. Why did he take the Jewish people out of Egypt? To come and be able to worship him at the base of Mount Sinai and to recognize their new identity. They didn't have an identity in Egypt. They were slaves. And God said, here's your identity. Just agree with the covenant, which is the Ten Commandments, and I'm going to set you apart. Listen, God has set you apart. He's anointed you. He's appointed you. I want you to take a look at your life today and find out what are some of the things you're going after that God does not want you to. What are some of the little golden calves you might have set up for yourself? So this is a month where we evaluate what kind of habits, what kind of patterns, what kind of things have we set in our life that we think in our mind will bring us righteousness or will bring us provision, protection, and acceptance? That's what we see happening here on Tammuz 17 in the Word of God, is specifically that the Jewish people had forgotten who they were and they went back to what they had learned would give them a personal need. And so they gave the spoils of Egypt, melted them down to a molten calf, and then began to start worshiping. Now, how might we be doing this? And why is this important? Because listen, we're getting ready to step into the month of Av in a couple of weeks. Menachem Av, God is our comforter. He's going to comfort us from what he's taught us in Tammuz. He teaches us this in Tammuz. Why? Because he already told us our identity. And if we fast forward to Acts chapter 1 and 2, we got our identity also after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, when he told us to go into the upper room and before he ascended and to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit to come on high. God was going to reposition us. The fact of the matter is we've been repositioned. So what does Tammuz mean for us? We've just got to take a look at what are some of our soulish attachments. What are some of the things that you're attached to in your soul? Is it relationships? Is it money? Is it security, provision, protection, acceptance? What is it that you are attaching yourself to that is actually slowing you down? It's weighing you down. It's created a weight so that the acceleration that is getting ready to come to your life in August, God needs you to be made aware of now. See, this is a month where he strips, he stretches, he sifts so that he can strengthen us. And so we've got to walk through a pathway of seeing our weaknesses and seeing the things that we're attached to so that he can reveal them to us so that later the enemy doesn't take us out. Come on, this is really, really important what I'm ministering right now. So what are some of the things that God is showing you? Now, as he reveals this to you, take a moment, ask for forgiveness. Say, God, I keep getting in these cycles of having to get provision from this area, or get protection here, or get acceptance here, get money here, get relationships here, get security here. Because listen, you're held in bondage to an idol if those patterns are consistent and you keep trying to go for those things in order to meet your need. I'm here to tell you, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you have received his righteousness. You died on the cross with him. You were buried with him. You were resurrected in him, and you have ascended with him and are seated. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. You're seated on his lap in a place of perfect peace. God wants to remind you who you are. This is a month where we say, God, who am I really? And what are the things that have been holding me back? Come on, I'm getting free myself just as I'm sharing this with you. See, what are the things that are making you question your identity? You got to lay them down right now. What are the things that are making you think you're supposed to be a workhorse in this area, or you need more power here, or you need more of this? Come on, that's a lie of the enemy. Jesus positioned you through his death, burial, and resurrection to overcome sin, death, and the grave, that you would have all things. He called you out of Egypt that you would be properly positioned to worship him and worship him only. Come on, I need to see somebody worshiping God and worshiping him only at this time and season. God is moving us to next levels, and an acceleration is getting ready to happen. So it is time to repent. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Heal me of the deep trauma wounds that I carry with me that causes me to attach to things that are not of you, God. Lord, show me who I am and strengthen me in the covenant with you and the call, destiny, plan, and purpose you have on my life, that we might go forward into the month of Av, and of course Elul, and then Tishri, head of the year 5785. Come on, folks. Things are accelerating really fast. So take a few moments. I just want to take a couple moments here. I want you to bow your head with me and say, Father, forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Rebuild me in my identity in you. Position me to worship you and worship you only, and nothing that you even bless me with, Father, should supersede you. Keep me in that strong foundation and on the right path of serving you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let me not be held captive in my mind or captive in my actions to the lies of the enemy, but set me free now. I break every stronghold, every lie, every enemy, every deceit off of you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua, that you would be set on a path of righteousness and carrying his righteousness in the earth. Listen, the call of God on your life is dependent upon this. Let me tell you what else I'm seeing in the spirit. This week alone, there's going to be some more intense stripping. In the stripping, God is revealing, what are these idols? What has got your attention? What's got so much of your attention? So then he's going to start cutting things. He's going to start chopping things. He's going to chop some good things. He's going to chop some bad things. Why? Because August 1st is coming. And listen, August 1st, 8-1 in 2024 is going to be the first day of August. It's going to be a very, very important time on the Hebrew calendar. It's the first day of the month of new beginnings on the Gregorian calendar. It's going to be a very, very special time, and God's going to want you in proper position because things are going to begin to accelerate after that. We're still in the 3 weeks of mourning till about August 13th. Things are really going to improve after that, but there needs to be some quick change that happens in the next 8 days. So I'm here to tell you that. Let God start snipping and snipping. Let it go. We're going to call it a pruning. Right? It's a pruning right now that's getting ready to take place. In order for more fruit to be born, there has to be a pruning that takes place. We know that from John chapter 15. He cuts back every branch. He prunes those that he loves so that we can bear more fruit for him. Come on. So this is a positive time too, as difficult as it is, having it be the beginning of the 3 weeks of mourning, or between the straits. Now, I have a scripture I want to read to you right now, just to encourage you in the mighty name of Jesus. And this is Psalm chapter 121. I'm going to read all of 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from where my help comes. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This is who God is. This is the God that we serve. This is the God that called us out of Egypt to be at the Mount of Sinai to receive our identity as a royal priesthood and a holy nation, the righteous purity and holy people of God. Come on, let's reinstate our identity right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Just lift up your hands. Father, I thank you right now. I worship you and I worship you only, for you are where my help comes from. Father, I thank you. You're setting me on a right course of action. You're going to send forth a strategy from heaven. You're going to dispatch angels right now to give me the revelation that I need to go forth in this new season. I thank you, Father, for the acceleration. Come on, folks, just thank him for the acceleration that's coming. And this is the last part of Tammuz and the beginning of Av that you're going to sift through. You're going to stretch. You're going to remove everything that's necessary that we might speed through into the plan that you have for us. I thank you, Father. We're kingdom citizens, sons and daughters of the King, carrying your righteousness, purity, and holiness in the earth. I thank you, Father, for gathering us together. We're seated with you in heavenly places, and I just speak life over you right now, life to your body, anywhere that you need healing right now in your body, in the mighty name of Yeshua. I just speak healing from head to toe. I see ears in the spirit being healed right now. Any ears that are clogged right now, be broken in the name of Jesus. Your eyes be open to the righteousness of God, the holiness of God, the beautiful things of God. I say, recover your sight right now in the name of Yeshua. I see financial blessings falling from heaven. There's some supernatural blessings coming to you. Some of you need to cut off some things in your finances, but God is getting ready to accelerate with some brand new covenant financial ideas for the upcoming month of August. This is why God says, cut, cut, cut. He says, because I'm getting ready to grow that tree. I'm getting ready to launch that tree out in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I see some people with some stomach issues, some intestinal issues. I speak life over you. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I just praise you and I thank you right now, Lord, for complete and total healing to our bodies and strength to our souls, Father, that we might run the race with endurance, keeping our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Whew, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to, for some of you might be having some health issues right now. I'm speaking to that for a mighty healing. But I also have this product that I bring in from South Africa that is on my website. These are all natural herbs, herbal remedy for healing in a variety of different areas, digestive issues, gluten issues. They regulate sugar levels in the body. We'll go fight infection for colds and flu, go in attack, pull that out. I have so many testimonies, personal testimonies myself. The Lord used this to heal me personally of COVID more than 3 years ago. All natural herbs that help keep energy levels up and help keep you moving forward. A rabbi doctor received this years ago when he pulled a branch off a tree when people were dying of AIDS in the villages of South Africa, and God gave him the formula that brought healing to those that were suffering from AIDS and HIV. Miraculous things happened. It's also known to bring down high blood pressure, to help out with fleshing kidneys, It's really good for urinary tract infections, things of that sort, bladder issues, also liver issues. So it helps fight infection, goes in. All natural herbs, again, you can find out more information on my website at CandaceSmitherman.com. But if you like to get a bottle for yourself, or I even have little, what's called one treatment. So this is like 4 to 5 month supply, but I have little ones too as well that I sell on my website. I'm sharing that with you. We're coming into a new season. Your body needs to be ready for the acceleration that God is getting ready to take us on in mid-August all the way until December. I want you running the race with joy, with peace, and with a body that is in proper alignment with your spirit and your soul. So I wanted to share that with you. Also, if you would like a personal life coach, I want you to go to dreammentors.org. That's my husband's and my biblical life coaching organization. We're going to connect you up with a coach, or maybe you want to be a coach. Maybe you want to be trained to be a really good discipler. We have an amazing program. It teaches you biopsychosocial spiritual model that brings together tremendous scriptures. We integrate psychology and theology to help you be able to walk people through what happened when they became born again, how to live in Christ's righteousness, how to overcome sin, death, and the grave. It's a healing and deliverance type of course. It's very, very foundational. If you want to join us for that, go to dreammentors.org and we're going to hook you up with one of our coach trainers so we can get you credentialed so you can help carry this teaching all over the world. And for those of you that would like to get to know me, I want to get to know you, come join my Glory Road community, which is a once a month group that I have online. People meet with me all over the world for an hour and a half. I share a prophetic word. I teach you how to maximize your prophetic potential and begin to step into prophesying. I'll also teach you principles on the ascension, how to live in the realms of the ascension. If that's you, you can sign up below. The next class is Tuesday, August 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern. No matter where you are in the world, one of those time zones is going to help fit your schedule. There's a discount code. So when you see the link come up below, type in SA1. That will bring the price down about $120 off. So all you're paying is $30 a month. So it is a huge blessing. You can come and go as you please, but it's my way to get to know you, your way to get to know me. And so I want you to be blessed and be a part of my Glory Road community. All right, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that in this month of Tammuz, you're taking us to next levels. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father, as you move us, Father, from this time, Lord, of revealing the things that cannot go with us into the new season. We thank you for giving us the courage and the faith to allow you to chop off what needs to be chopped off, bring increase what needs to be brought in increase, because you're spreading us into the next levels of advancement. And so, Father, we just receive it now. Come on, somebody high five them right now. High five right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Father, I thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We are advancing as your body, and today we remember how not to get tripped up, that we're going to worship you and we're going to serve you only in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, be blessed. Share this with a friend, and I will see you next week.